Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A first reading from the book of Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Know that all lives are mine. The life of the parent, as well as the life of the child, is mine. It is only the person who sins that shall die, yet you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? When the righteous turn from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it, for the iniquity is that they have committed that they shall. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed, and they do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life, because they considered and turned away from all the transgressions that they had committed. They shall surely live. They shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? It is not your ways that are unfair. Is it not? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you, according to your ways, said the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions. Otherwise, iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, my God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame, Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Gracious and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in his way. He guides the humble in doing right, and teaches his way to the lowly. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
A second reading from the book of Philippians. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my presence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of the Lord.
Name of God's redeeming love.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and they said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he'll say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we're afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father said to the second the same thing, and he answered, 'I go, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him, and even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most of us think that the freedom, the greatest threat to our freedom of thought, comes from the world outside of us. It's a political worry. But in fact, it's really the lies, the demonic lies, and our false beliefs, the errors, which steal our freedom of thought. It's the false desires of our soul, the passions, which destroy the root of freedom within our souls. Our salvation lies in union with Jesus Christ. We must have that one mind together in Christ. We must be, as Paul said, sympsychos, which means a united soul, spiritually one, a psych sum with. True freedom is the agape love which serves the other and cares for their concerns. That's why Paul focuses on one mind, one mind, one mind, and love. Jesus Christ was not self-seeking. His way, the way of Christ, is to turn from our natural impulses, called the passions, and turn our will to God in obedience, called something I don't really want to do. Our King and our Lord Jesus Christ was a servant. We must be as well. The problem is, we are the children of Adam and Eve, you and I. Although they were in the image and the likeness of God, they regarded equality with God something to be stolen, something to be pried away. So they disobeyed his commands and pursued their own desire, taking the fruit from the tree. They act not as servants, but as masters, a rival master to God. They were the first antichrists. They chose sin and death, and they brought upon the earth a curse. And therefore God let them go, and sin and violence grew, and chaos swept away creation. And this is the anti-gospel, the sad story of creation, and it's the exact opposite of Paul's song tonight. God, however, did not give up. God knew our choice, but he refused to give up. His response is the incarnation. God himself, the Word, became flesh. Jesus was the morphe, the Greek word means the actual form of God, upon whom Adam was modeled. Jesus Christ in God is the model God used for making Adam. Jesus did not harpagamos. Harpagmos is, it literally means to seize or to rob. And I've never understood why that word was used until I understood that it's a reference to Adam and Eve. And ironically, this morning I was listening to a teaching and that was confirmed. Someone said, this whole thing's about Adam and Eve. They tried to steal God. And it says Jesus did not cling to it. He didn't try to steal it. He didn't try to steal the equality. He has unity with God in love. Equality is about power. Instead, he kenosis. The Greek word kenosis means emptied out. He emptied out everything he had. And that's also the definition of love. He became a human. The Hebrew word Adam means human. It's not a name. It's a condition that we are all in, an Adam. Choosing to be an obedient, humble, suffering servant of God. The reference directly to Isaiah chapter 52:13 to 53:12. Because of what he suffered, he was raised up and glorified, and through his descent among us, the foolishness of Adam, of Eve, in every single one of us. Our foolishness is undone. Jesus conquers and calls us to our true identity as servants of God. And it's fundamental. You may be saved by faith, but it's only the servant's faith that will save you. We must think the same way as Jesus. We must be emptied of our passions and our self-seeking. We must be emptied of the false beliefs, the false ideas. And in love and truth, we must serve others around us, especially the ones we find most repellent, the ones we are most irritated by. Yes, our own families. Plus those people on TV who make us crazy. So yet again, we turn back to the way of Jesus. Yet again, we gather church and are told, here's the way, folks, come this way. And yet again, we begin once again on the journey with Jesus Christ. But tonight, we get communion. Amen. We stand and profess the faith. We believe
in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Phoebe, our bishop, Jeff, our rector, Christian, our associate rector, and all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all those affected by war and natural disasters, our military personnel, our president, Congress, and judiciary, and for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on Ashley, T.I., Nikki, Brian, Stuart, June, Butch, Dana, Ed, James, Kurt, Janice, Mary, Kristen, Barbara, Chip, Hooper, Mark, Maureen, Bill, Jane, Colleen, Franny, Bill, Rick, Linda, and all of those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to Iantha, Quentin, and all the departed eternal rest.
Let the light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
We pray for all missionaries, for our pastoral care teams, and for those with birthdays this week, Sarah, Rusty, Walton, Matthew, Bonnie, Sally, Sarah, Patty, and Leanne. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Hasten, Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, or deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Okay, we're going to stand here. I've got to talk to the bishop since. Rather than go outside and try to distance everybody, I know a bunch of you, it would just be difficult, the grass and all that. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have the Eucharistic prayer the way I always do. I will then walk down this aisle, go left out that door. You all will follow me. I will give communion out in that corner. You'll return on the Lucia Way, the brick, and come in. Now, we're supposed to be keeping 6 feet apart. Obviously, I mean, some of you can be closer because you're connecting all that. I'm not worried that I have to tell you what to do. Just do what you're supposed to do. Some of you can't walk outside, right? If you can do that, if that's an issue for you, either raise your hand as I'm leaving or when I come back, and then once the church is empty, you can take your communion. We will return in here after you receive communion. You can pray. Then we will all pray the prayers at the end together. I'll give you the blessing. We'll dismiss, okay? So we're going to do Eucharistic prayer up here. We're not going outside for it. After the consecration, I will go outside. That way, you will follow me as well. It's important that you don't do the stand around, what am I supposed to do thing. Don't be adults. Be kids and obey me. Go out the door. You'll see me. The guy in the green. You'll be over on that corner, and then you come back and through the door. There's a lot of people here tonight. You know, we have a great crowd. And I'm also trying to figure out how long this is going to take because of our new schedule. So thank you very much. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourselves. When we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament. Serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hallelujah, Christ our Passover sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
The gift of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance. Jesus Christ died for you. And feed on him in your heart with faith. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God,
Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We pulled it off. Very good. We do need some help with the diocesan convention, which will be, it'll be video. We need a few people. If you're interested, it'll be a few hours. It's from 1 to 4 on November 20th, and that'll be the whole convention. So if you're interested, please contact the office or send me an email or something, okay? So bring these home. Let us pray for God's blessing. The Lord who feeds you bread and wine saved you through the body and blood of Jesus Christ and bring you to the fullness of his salvation this day and all the days of your life. And the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.